Now, we've had a couple of weeks ago National Science Week with all sorts of events celebrating all different various aspects of science. Dr. Lewis Jones is on the line. He's an astronomer by profession, has a PhD in astrophysics, but also a qualification in theology. Hey, Lewis, thanks for your time.
Hello, Dominic. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. Now, tell me about this, because you've obviously wrestled with it over the years. Science and Christianity, are they enemies? Are they friends?
Well, I think it's a common idea that they're enemies.
I mean, people do say that. I mean, I read some quote about from Thomas Huxley. He said, "Whenever science and orthodoxy have been fairly opposed, faith has been forced to retire, bleeding and crushed, if not annihilated, scorched, if not slain."
Yes, dramatic.
Yeah.
That's
great
dramatic
rhetoric.
Yes. I think the reality is somewhat different, and that is that that's painting a picture of a conflict and then trying to adjudicate, you know, the outcome of that conflict, whereas I think it's a lot better to think in terms of mostly in terms of a parallel development, but also historically, you can see that science is actually flowing out of a Christian, of a biblical worldview. So,
how does that happen?
Well, yeah, the success of science, the incredible success of science over the last 400 years, is really a prediction of the biblical worldview. That is, prediction of the fact that creation is an orderly place. It's the prediction of the fact that the creation is an intelligible creation. We can understand it. The first chapter of Genesis tells us that we're made in the image of God, the creator, and we are given the task to rule over creation. And so these realities mean that God has given us the ability to understand creation and make sense of it. You know, Einstein, the greatest mind of the 20th century in science, said, I mean, it's a common quote, he said, "The most incomprehensible thing about the universe is that it is comprehensible." And that's the naturalistic, but that's the kind of naturalistic way of looking at the world. But from a biblical worldview, it makes perfect sense that it's intelligible.
Yeah.
So it's a really,
I mean, you would expect if God is an intelligible creator, if God is an intelligent designer, that you would expect his creation to be intelligible and intelligent.
Well, that's right. And also the fact that we haven't needed to, as it were, refer to God in our explanations of physical phenomena. That is, we seem to be able to find physical answers to the physical phenomena that we observe in the world. That, in fact, is itself a prediction of the way the Bible thinks about creation. That is, you know, the first verse of the Bible: "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That is, there, God and creation are separate entities. God creates something distinct from himself, and that's an impersonal thing that operates on its own sort of terms and rules, and we can investigate it, as it were, independently of God and learn the mechanisms. So the fact that God doesn't feature in our explanations in science is actually, again, another prediction of the biblical worldview.
Mm. Hey, tell me, how did you sort these issues through? What's your personal journey? Because, I mean, I remember meeting you as a young man in your early 20s, and maybe you just finished your physics PhD.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And how did you come to kind of just begin to wrestle with these issues?
Well, I think I started out life interested in science. I also started out life growing up as a Christian in a Christian household. I ended up going to a Christian university, one of those things you can do in the United States.
In the United, no, just in the U.S. Yeah,
yeah. That was interesting, and I went through a physics degree, not even wondering about whether there was some conflict between science and Christianity. I then went off to do my postgraduate qualification. And it was in fact at that point when the Christians around about me started asking me how I could be involved in science and yet maintain my Christian faith. And that made me start asking the question then, oh, is there something I need to consider? And I think it's been helpful. I have discovered that, sure, there are presenting issues and presenting conflicts that we need to think about and consider and be honest about and wrestle with. But I think what I discovered along the way is that that the science is not only answering a particular set of questions about the world, it's about physical phenomena and answering them with physical mechanisms. It's not about purpose. It has no ability to answer questions about purpose. Whereas the Bible is primarily about, an introduction to God.
It's a right. So, so I think what you're saying is, if I was to simplify it, the science is about the how, and the Bible, Christianity, is about the why. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yes.
Or is that a little too simple?
No. That's okay. I think I would add who onto the Bible side of things as well.
Okay, so science is about the how, and the Bible is about the who and the why.
And the why, I'll go with you that.
So science tells us how the world came into being, but it doesn't say anything about the prime mover, the instigator, the who was behind it. And it doesn't tell us anything about the why. I don't know why I'm here from science.
That's right. So science is limited. And this is one of the things I think is maybe one of the more helpful things to kind of help people understand, is that just because science is so good is at answering the kinds of questions that it can answer does not mean that it can answer every kind of question there is. One of those limits is the idea of purpose. Mm. It can't tell you why you're here.
Why do you think you're here? I suppose you can't answer me as a scientist. You have to answer me as a Christian.
That's right. And I think the answer, if you wanted to just read the first chapter of the Bible, you could get something of an answer, which is I would say that I'm here to serve God and rule His creation under Him. But if we go farther on through the rest of the Bible, it's to live with Him forever in the new creation because of what Jesus has done for me. He's bought me a place in God's new creation. So I'd say my role, my purpose is to serve God. That's the primary purpose I think the Bible has for us.
Terrific. Thanks very much for talking to us tonight, Lewis.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you, Dominic.
Dr. Lewis Jones there. He's an astronomer by profession, PhD in astrophysics, also a qualification in theology, and good to talk to him.